The 3-0. Strike one call. Kingsport at 14-10 overall. Elizabethan 9-15. The Axemen in second place, game and a half back. River Riders in fourth, 6.5 games back. The 3-1. Phillips with a sharp grounder to shortstop. Picked up by Hartzell. Throw to first in time for the out. Bases empty, one out, scoreless in the top of the first inning. It brings up Nico Newhan. In his last seven games, Newhan is 8-for-26 with a double, a triple, a home run, 5 RBIs, and 6 runs scored. First offering from Powell. Newhan takes a strike call down the middle. When hitting behind in the count, Newhan is 11-for-36, and those 11 hits are the most in the league when batting behind the count. The 0-1. Ball one, low and away. Newhan has walked just 3 times in 89 plate appearances, but he had 1 walk in his first 71, but since 2 walks in his last 18 plate appearances. The 1-1. Cut and a miss. Newhan against Elizabethan this season is 4-for-9 with a triple, 4 RBIs, a stolen base, and a pair of strikeouts. Bases empty, 1 out, scoreless in the top of the first inning. The 1-2. Ball 2 in the dirt outside. Square count on Newhan, who has 22 hits and 84 at-bats, batting .262. The square count offering. Newhan, a chopper to third, picked up by Sloan. Throw across the diamond, on the money for the out. Pair of ground outs to the left side of the infield to open up tonight's game. Now it's Devin Zyrus. Zyrus enters tonight on a 13-game on-base streak, which is tied with Sebastian Pizzacreta for the second longest active on the team. Gilliam is tied for the league lead with 20, but he is out of the lineup tonight. Nobody on, 2 outs. First pitch to Zyrus is a ball low and away. Zyrus has the third best OPS on the road in the league at 1,189. He is 8-for-25 with 5 extra base hits. The 1-0 is lifted into left field, and that will drop foul, just foul. That could have been trouble. A ball and a strike to Zyrus. He has reached base safely 12 times in his last 17 plate appearances, 7 walks, 4 hits, and a hit by pitch. Last night, he went 1-for-3 with a pair of walks and a run scored in the 4-3 loss to Elizabethan. Even count, 1-1 from Powell. Strike 2 call. Eight of Zyrus's 16 hits have been for extra bases. The 1-2, ball up and away. So every batter has seen at least 2 balls out of the zone from Spencer Powell. Phillips led off with a ground out to the shortstop Hartzell, and then Newhan grounded out to Sloan at third base. Square count against Zyrus. A 2-2. Cut and a miss. It's a foul tip strikeout, and Powell records a perfect first inning to open up his first start of the season. Scoreless entering the bottom of the first. We'll get our first look at Aiden Milburn on the mound for the Axemen tonight. Powell threw 15 pitches, 8 were strikes in the first inning. Due up for Elizabethan when we return. Kevin Hall Jr., Jackson Diamond, and Cole Torbett.
Thank you. A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Aiden Milburn is tonight's starting pitcher for the Axemen. He's 1-0 overall with a .95 ERA. He's made four starts, one relief outing. In total, in 19 innings, he's allowed four runs, two earned on 12 hits, 14 walks, and 18 strikeouts. In his last start at Elizabethton, which was on June 21st, he threw four scoreless innings on 90 total pitches. That's more than 22 pitches per inning. And he threw a 39-pitch scoreless first inning, which is unheard of. Kevin Hall Jr. leads off. First pitch from Milburn. It's a ball downstairs. Hall Jr. against Kingsport this season is 4 for 12, 3 extra base hits, 4 RBIs, 4 runs scored, 6 walks, and 4 stolen bases. The 1-0. Just missed DeLow. Defensive alignment for the Axemen. Starting pitcher Aiden Milburn. The catcher Sebastian Pizzacrita. First baseman Riley Orr. Second baseman Mark Henschen, third baseman Nico Newhand, shortstop Brandon Phillips, the 2-0, ball three low and inside. Cal Sefcik in left field, Mason Swinney in center field, and Charlie Rogan in right. Milburn has a very low strike rate, just 56% entering tonight. The 3-0, ball four low and away. Hall Jr. continues to torch the Axemen at the plate. He's walked seven times against the Axemen and has only struck out three times. And in his last start at Elizabethton, Milburn threw four scoreless innings on 90 pitches, but 46 of the 90 were strikes, and that's just a 51.1% strike rate. Hall Jr. leads off first. He is certainly a threat to steal. Milburn's first pitch to Diamond. Hit him on the helmet. And may have hit his neck. Either way, Milburn has thrown five balls and a pair of free passes to begin the bottom of the first. And this is what plagued the Axemen yesterday. They walked 11 batters and struck out just six. Runners on first and second, nobody out for Cole Torbett, who is 1-for-7 with a pair of walks, a run scored, and three strikeouts against the Axemen. First offering from Milburn misses outside. In his last two starts, Milburn has allowed no runs in nine innings on five hits, nine walks, and eight strikeouts. In his last start against Tri-State, he threw a first pitch strike to just three of his 11 batters faced. The 1-0. Strike one call. When Milburn starts, the Axemen have a 4-0 overall record, and he gets 7.5 runs of support per game. So the Axemen love to hit for Milburn. The 1-1. Strike two call. Of all the starting pitchers on the Axemen roster, Milburn has the best run support per game at 7.5. That's 30 in four games. Diamond on first, Hall Jr. on second. Milburn looks back, comes home with the 1-2. Just missed outside. When Sebastian Pizzacrita starts behind the plate, the Axemen are 10-3. It was a favorable night with Milburn on the mound and Pizzacrita behind the plate. The 2-2. Ball three low and away, and the count is full on Torbett, and now Pizzacrita will make a mound visit. Torbett this season is batting .240 with an RBI and three runs scored. The count is full, and Milburn is one ball away from loading the bases all on free passes. The payoff. Ball four. Missed low and away. And the River Riders have loaded the bases with nobody out for the cleanup batter, Colin Sloan. This is exactly what happened last night in the first inning. The River Riders loaded the bases, but with one out, this time with nobody out. So a fast-rolling grounder in the infield, probably want to go home with it. Sloan is 1-for-4 against the Axemen with a pair of RBIs this season. He's also been hit by two pitches and walked once. First pitch from Milburn. Cut and a miss. That's the first swinging strike from Milburn. Torbett on first. He walked. Diamond on second base. He was hit by a pitch. And Hall Jr. is on third. He walked on four pitches. Milburn comes home with the 0-1. Ball one, low and away. Milburn has now walked 16 batters and struck out 18 in 19 innings of work. He's walked 16 and allowed just 12 hits. A ball and a strike to Sloan. The pitch. Strike two call. Sloan is batting .234 overall with 7 RBIs and 7 runs scored. He's down to the count, a ball and 2 strikes. Milburn from the stretch position. Hurls home. Fouled off the home plate netting. Milburn has thrown 15 pitches, 5 have been strikes. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. The bases are occupied. 1-2 again from Milburn. Ball two inside. Square count. Milburn. Delivers home. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Aiden Milburn punches out Colin Sloan swinging, and that's his first strikeout and first out of the outing. Well, the last time Milburn pitched at Elizabethan, he threw a 39-pitch scoreless first inning. Elizabethan has the bases loaded, one out for Tanner Waldrop. First offering. Ball one, up and away. Aldrup against the Axemen this season is 0-for-3 with 2 walks, a run scored, and a strikeout. He's batting .192 overall with 10 RBIs and 10 runs scored. The 1-0. Ball 2 low and inside, and Milburn is down to the count. 2 balls and no strikes. Kingsport has the worst first inning run differential in the league at minus 15. They've been outscored 23-8. Hitters count for Waldrop. The 2-0. Fouled it off his foot. Again, Elizabethan wearing navy blue jerseys, Kingsport in its road orange, gray pants, blue caps with an orange K on the front. Two balls and a strike. The bases remain loaded in a scoreless game in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Lifted high in the air to right field. Charlie Rogan looks up. Forget about it. It's a grand slam for Tanner Waldrop, and the River Riders lead 4-0. The River Riders lead 4-0 on the Tanner Waldrop Grand Slam. It brought home himself, Hall Jr., Diamond, and Torbett. Now the bases are cleared with one out for Irizarry. Milburn's first pitch is a strike one call. Irizarry has been successful against Kingsport this season. 4-for-10, a double, 4 walks, an RBI, 2 runs scored, and only 1 strikeout. The 0-1. Fouled Nubber, first base side. No balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Lined fair down the left field line for a base hit. Irizarry makes a turnaround first base but stays put, and it's a 2-strike single. Aiden Milburn is struggling to begin his outing. In a third of an inning, he's allowed 4 earned runs on 2 hits, 2 walks, a hit batter, and a strikeout. Irizarry leads off first base. First pitch to Huff is a strike one call. Kate Huff is hitless in 7 at-bats against the Axemen with a pair of walks and only 1 strikeout. He's driven in 10 runs and scored 4 times. The 0-1, strike 2 call. Now the Axemen in the first inning this year have been outscored by 19 runs, 27-8. The 0-2, lifted high in the air to left field. Sefcik running over toward the line, and he makes the catch. Irizarry returns to first base, and that's the second out in the bottom of the first. The largest comeback victory for the Axemen this season came in game 2 of the overall year, and it was against Danville. They trailed 5-0 in the 5th inning. Won that game 6-5. First pitch is a ball outside to Austin Hartzell. He singled yesterday. He's batting 98 with 2 RBIs and 3 runs scored. The 1-0. Ball 2 high and away. Milburn's pitch count has climbed to 29, 15 balls, 14 strikes. If Hartzell reaches, the 9th batter of the inning, Kane Collins, is on deck. The 2-0, ball 3 outside. Kingsport does have bullpen action. And it looks like it's JT Davis warming up. The 3-0. Strike one call, dropped by Pisacreta, but he's able to get it quickly. So the runner at first, Irizarry, stays put. Milburn from the stretch fires home the 3-1. Foul back. Elizabethton 4, Kingsport nothing. Bottom of the first inning. Scores around the league, the Doughboys lead the Flyboys 3-0. The Sock Puppets lead the Otterbots 2-0. And Bristol leads Bluefield 2-0. Literally every score is going wrong for Kingsport. Payoff pitch. Ball 4 up and away. Milburn walks his 3rd batter of the inning. And now pitching coach Josh Lucas will make a mound visit before he faces Kane Collins with runners on 1st and 2nd and 2 outs. Thank you. Hartzell on first base, Irizarry on second. Two outs, 4-0 River Riders still in the bottom of the first. First pitch from Milburn is a strike one call. Well, in his last first inning at Elizabethany, threw 39 pitches. Tonight, 34. Still has one out to get, the 0-1. Ground ball to second base, picked up by Henschen. Throw to first is wild. It gets past Riley Orr, and Irizarry scores. Hartzell advances to third base, and the River Riders lead 5-0. Collins reaches first base on a throwing error from Mark Henschen. Back to the top of the order, the 10th batter to come up this frame for the River Riders. First pitch to Hall Jr. is a strike one call. The 0-1, runner takes off. Swing and a foul ball off his foot, and Hall Jr. is down. Grimacing in pain, but now he gets up. So Collins stays put at first, and Hartzell is still on third base. The River Riders lead 5-0 over Kingsport. This is the second time this season the Axemen have trailed by five or more after the first inning. They had an 8-0 deficit against the Colcats in the fourth game of the season at home. No balls and two strikes to Hall Jr. The pitch. Check swing held up. And now they say he went around, so it's a strike three swing. So after one, Elizabethan 5, Kingsport nothing. So the top of the second, middle of the order due up, Swinney, Sefcik, and Rogan. The Axemen look to get back into this game. Milburn threw 21 strikes.
Instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Swinney, Sefcik, and Rogan are due up. Swinney led off with a home run his last time in the top of the second inning at Elizabethan, but he takes strike one from Spencer Powell. Elizabethan 5, Kingsport nothing in the top of the second. If the Axemen are to win, it would be tied for their largest comeback victory of the season. The 0-1, chopped foul. Nice bare hand grab from Sefcik. No balls and two strikes. The pitch. One hops home plate. Ball one. Swinney against Elizabethton this season is 2-for-15 with a home run, four RBIs, a walk, two runs scored, and three strikeouts. Powell from the windup fires home the 1-2. Ball low and away. Elizabethton scored five runs in the bottom of the first inning on just two hits. There's a grand slam and then a single. The 2-2. Swinney chops it to shortstop. Hartzell charges in, picks it up, throws to first in time for the out. Spencer Powell has retired each of his first four batters faced on three ground outs and one strikeout. Nobody on, one out for Cal Sefcik. He lines the first pitch foul. Sefcik this season is 16 for his first 64 at-bats with four doubles, two home runs, one hit every four ABs, hitting 250. The 0-1. Sefcik pops it up foul behind home plate and out of play. Sefcik went 0-for-4 yesterday when batting with one out, and those were all his at-bats. There's a ball up and in, 1-2. Sefcik has driven in 13 runs, and he's also scored a baker's dozen. He started the season 9-for-28, but has since 7-for-36. The 1-2, ball low and away. Sefcik against the River Riders this season is 2-for-12 with an RBI, a run scored, three strikeouts, and was caught stealing. The 2-2. Sefcik pops it up, fouling out of play behind home plate. Count remains square on Sefcik. Looking for the first X-Men hit of the night. The 2-2. Popped up. Second baseman Irizarry under it. Makes the catch. Five up, five down for Spencer Powell on the mound for Elizabethton. The bases are unoccupied with two outs for Charlie Rogan. Elizabethton 5, Kingsport nothing in the bottom of the second, top of the second. When batting with two outs, Rogan is 7-for-16. He went 1-for-2 yesterday with an RBI single. He takes ball one up and away. In his first nine games, Rogan went 7-for-30 with six RBIs. In his last seven, he's 8-for-25 with nine RBIs. The 1-0 is in for a called strike. Even count, the 1-1. Ball two outside. Rogan this season is 15-for-55 with three doubles, nine walks, 13 strikeouts. He's batting .273 with 15 RBIs and eight runs scored. He has a hitter's count against Powell. Pitch, swing and miss. It's actually 2-2 now, so it wasn't a hitter's count. Rogan against Elizabethton this year is 1-for-11 with a walk, two RBIs, and four strikeouts. He picked up his first hit against the River Riders yesterday. It was a go-ahead single in the bottom of the third. The 2-2. Strike three call. Spencer Powell is perfect through a pair of scoreless frames. To the bottom of the second, River Riders in command, 5-0 over Kingsport. Powell threw 16 pitches, 10 strikes in the second inning. 2-3-4 batters due up for Elizabethan. They batted around in the first. It'll be Diamond, Torbett, and Sloan.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
New pitcher for the Axemen replacing Aiden Milburn is JT Davis. Milburn in one inning allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 2 hits, 3 walks, a hit batter, 2 strikeouts, and a home run. His ERA rose from 0.95 to 2.7, still more than solid. But he is in line for the loss unless the Axemen can fight back. They need to score a minimum of 5 runs tonight. So JT Davis, the new pitcher. Davis, 53 of his 109 pitches have been strikes. That's a 48.6% strike rate. And he's retired 9 of 25 batters faced. He has a 4.8 whip and 3 1/3 innings pitched. Overall, 3 1/3 innings, 8 runs, 6 earned on 7 hits, 9 walks, and 4 strikeouts. First pitch to Diamond is a ball low and inside. Diamond was hit by a pitch and scored on the Tanner Waldrop grand slam. The 1-0 is a ball up and away. Davis has no decisions and a 16.2 earned run average. Comes home with the 2-0. Lined into center field for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for Jackson Diamond, and he's reached base in each of his first 2 plate appearances. River Riders 5, Axemen 0 in the bottom of the second inning. Elizabethan put up 5 in the bottom half of the opening frame on a Tanner Waldrop grand slam, and then Kane Collins reached first base on a throwing error by second baseman Mark Henschen, and that brought home Carlos Irizarry from second base. Runner on first, nobody out for Torbett. Walked and scored a run. He launches strike one. The 0-1, cut and a miss, strike two. No balls, 2 strikes. Diamond leads off first base, held on by Orr. The 0-2, laced foul. Third base side, right above the Kingsport dugout. The River Riders scored 5 runs on 2 hits and left 2 on base in the bottom of the first. The 0-2 again. Cut and a miss. Strike 3. JT Davis punches out Cole Torbett. And now brings up the cleanup batter, Colin Sloan. 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. First pitch is a ball low and away to Colin Sloan. 1-for-5 against the Axemen this season, including a strikeout in his first at-bat tonight. Davis from the stretch position. Delivers home. Ball 2 low and away. River Riders look to get into double digits in the win column. They enter tonight 9-15, fourth place in the Appalachian League West. Davis throws back to first. The 2-0. Strike one call. Two balls and a strike. River Riders 5, Axemen nothing in the bottom of the second inning. Diamond leads off first base following his leadoff single. The 2-1. Fouled off the home plate netting. Strike two. Aiden Milburn, who threw 39 pitches in the first inning in his last start at Elizabethan, threw 38 tonight. That 39 pitch was a scoreless outing, but this one, he allowed 5 runs, 4 earned. Runner takes off. He steals second base, and they're going to call him out on strikes. Colin Sloan did go around on the check swing, they say. So Davis has struck out back-to-back batters, but Diamond does take second base. Runner on second, nobody out for Tanner Waldrop. 2 outs. Waldrop hit a grand slam, his only time up. First pitch, cut and a miss. Waldrop now leads the team with 14 runs batted in, entered tonight with 10. And the night has just begun. Davis looks back at Diamond on second base, takes a second peek, delivers home. Cut and a miss, strike two. Davis gets the sign from Pisacreta, looks back at Diamond, hurls home the 0-2. Ground ball, slow roller to second base, Henschen charges in, gathers it, throws to first, in time for the inning-ending out. The River Riders strand a runner in scoring position. Through a pair of innings, Kingsport trailing 5-0 against Elizabethan. Due up for the Axemen in the top of the third inning. Bottom three batters, Riley Orr, Sebastian Pisacreta, and Mark Henschen, who just made the play at second base.
All righty, everybody, we got home ball. Policeman Parker Porter. All righty, get set.
Fans, make sure to stop by the concession stands at Hunterite Stadium to get yourself an Elm Hill hot dog, the only hot dog made in Tennessee. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. So monster first inning from Elizabethan, but only scored 5 runs and only 2 hits. The River Riders have brought up 14 batters through 2 innings. Riley Orr is back in the lineup for the Axemen. Bryson Trammell was removed from the roster tonight, as well as Caleb Townsend. So the Axemen added R.J. Johnson Jr., who enters his senior year at Rutgers. I'm excited to see him play. Good to have a Big Ten guy on the roster. Offensively, already have a Maryland pitcher. In one game against Elizabethan this season, Riley Orr went 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Overall, he's 10-for-32 with a home run, 4 walks, and just 5 strikeouts. First pitch is a ball downstairs from Spencer Powell. Powell is perfect through his first 2 innings. He's also struck out 2 batters. The 1-0 is a ball inside. Powell threw 15 pitches, 8 strikes in the first inning, 16 pitches, 10 strikes in the second. The 2-0. Orr Grounds it to second base. Irizarry gathers it, throws to first for the first out of the inning. Nobody on, one out. River Riders 5, Axemen nothing in the top of the third. Pisacreta 2-for-7 against Elizabeth in this season with a double, a walk, 2 runs scored and a strikeout. First offering, ball low and away. The 1-0, Pisacreta pops it up, foul and out of play, first base side. Pisacreta started the year 1-for-16, but has since 10-for-27. He's even in the count with Powell. The 1-1. Ball 2 low and away. Elizabethan with 5 runs on 3 hits. Kingsport has no runs on no hits and made 1 error in the field. It was a Mark Henschen throwing error that scored Carlos Irizarry from second base. The 2-1. Up and in, ball 3. Pisacreta can become the first Axemen base runner tonight. He's batting 256 with 9 RBIs, 8 runs scored, 11 hits, and 43 ABs. The 3-1, lifted foul and out of play, first base side. Full count on Pisacreta. From the windup, Waldrop hurls home the payoff. Pisacreta fouls it off the home plate netting, and that ball will bounce back to the catcher, Tanner Waldrop. Elizabethan 5, Kingsport nothing in the top of the third inning. The 3-2 again. Popped up, foul behind home plate. We saw Jet Gilliam, who's not in the lineup tonight, have a 12-pitch plate appearance that resulted in a walk. He fouled off 8 pitches in that plate appearance. So far, Pisacreta has fouled off 4 pitches through the first 7 he's seen. The payoff pitch for the third time. Pisacreta grounds it foul, third base side. Pisacreta and Gilliam must share that extended plate appearance DNA. Pisacreta has fouled off 5 of 8 pitches he's seen in this plate appearance. For the fourth time, Powell comes home with the payoff. Pisacreta launches it foul and out of play. This is the longest plate appearance of the season for Pisacreta so far. He has fouled off 6 of 9 pitches this plate appearance, including 5 in a row. For the fifth time, the 3-2 popped up. Shortstop Austin Hartzell calls it, and he makes the catch right behind the second base bag. It's a 10-pitch at-bat for Pisacreta, but it ends in a pop-out. The perfect game stays alive for Spencer Powell. Now the ninth hitting second baseman, Mark Henschen, starts for the second night in a row. Last night he went 1-for-4 with a double and 3 strikeouts. His double was the only extra base hit of the game for Kingsport. First offering from Powell. Strike one call. The 0-1. Strike two call. Henschen had 4 infield assists and 1 put out at second base in his Kingsport debut last night. No balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Ball in the dirt. One, two, Powell has thrown 47 pitches, 28 strikes. Base is empty, two outs. 1-2 from Powell. Henschen chops it foul, third base side. Recapping the top of the third, Riley Orr grounded out on three pitches. Pisacreta popped out on 10 pitches to the shortstop Hartzell. And now it's a 1-2 count against Henschen. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Henschen out on strikes. Powell is perfect through three innings. He has struck out three batters, and all three of those strikeouts ended the half inning. Elizabethan 5, Kingsport nothing. Bottom of the third coming up. 6, 7, 8 batters. Irizarry, Huff, and Hartzell are due up for the River Riders. Powell threw 15 pitches in the first inning, 16 in the second, and 18 in the third. He's keeping it consistent. Bottom of the third coming up next.
East Tennessee State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Carlos Irizarry is 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored. He was brought home on the Mark Henschen throwing error for the fifth run of the bottom of the first. JT Davis returns to the mound. Throws a ball up and in. He threw 15 pitches in the second inning. 11 were strikes, and he struck out two of four batters faced. Next pitch is a ball low. Two balls and no strikes to Irizarry. 5-for-11 against Kingsport this season. The 2-0, ball three low and away. The top of the order will be due up for the Axemen in the top of the fourth, Phillips, Newhand, and Zyrus. The 3-0, strike one call. Irizarry has now scored 10 times this season. He's driven in six. The 3-1, strike two call. Payoff pitch, lifted foul and out of play. Davis from the windup shakes off a sign, nods, comes home with a 3-2 again. Strike three call. Hoo-ah. Davis was down to the count 3-0, but punches out Irizarry looking. 3 strikeouts for JT Davis. 2 swinging, 1 looking. First pitch to Cade Huff is a swing and a miss. Huff is 0-for-1 with a flyout to the left fielder Cal Sefcik. The 0-1. Hit him on the foot. So Cade Huff reaches on an HBP. Becomes the second River Rider to be hit tonight, with the other being Jackson Diamond. Runner on first, one out for Austin Hartzell. Walked and was stranded on third base his last time around in the bottom of the first. 5-0 River Riders in the bottom of the third. Kingsport has yet to have a base runner offensively. First pitch to Hartzell. Ball one up and away. Doughboys lead the Flyboys 5-0, and Bristol leads Bluefield 2-1. Those are the in division scores. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Then out of the division, Burlington ahead of Danville 4-1, and Pulaski ahead of Tri-State 3-1. The largest deficit is tied between Kingsport and Greenville as Hartzell launches the next pitch, but that'll tail foul. This game is far from over, though. The Axemen are the best comeback team in the Appalachian League. 10 of their 14 wins have been come from behind victories. The 1-2 from Davis. Ball low and away. The 2-2, lifted high in the air to left field. Sefcik is under it. And he makes the catch for a second put out of the game.
Now batting number one, Kane Collins.
The longest outing from Davis this season was just one complete inning. And tonight he's one out away from making that two complete frames. Not only that, scoreless. First pitch is a ball high. Collins, 0-for-1. He reached on a throwing error from Mark Henschen in the bottom of the first. Huff leads off first base. He was hit by a pitch. The 1-0. Wide foul. The 1-1 from Davis. Low and inside, ball two. The 2-1 is ball three, low and inside. Hitters count for Kane Collins, 3 balls and a strike. The pitch, fouled off his foot. Full count on Collins. Huff will take off as soon as this pitch is delivered. There he goes. Lifted. Foul. Just foul down the left field line. River Riders 5, Axemen 0. Runner on first, 2 outs in the bottom of the third. The 3-2 again from Davis. Runner takes off. That's lifted into center field. Running in and making the inning-ending catch was Mason Swinney. 2 scoreless frames from Davis on just 1 hit and 3 strikeouts. The River Riders leave a runner on base. To the top of the fourth inning, Kingsport looking for its first base runner. Elizabethton 5, Kingsport 0.
at East Tennessee State University, nearly half of all students graduate debt-free. In fact, ETSU is ranked among the best universities in the nation for students graduating with the least amount of debt. Students excel in over 160 academic programs, including nationally ranked options in health sciences, digital media, technology, and the arts. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
Spencer Powell returns to the mound for the River Riders. He's thrown three perfect frames, and he struck out three batters. Back to the top of the order for the Axemen, Brandon Phillips, Nico Newhan, and Devin Zyrus. Phillips is 0 for 1 with a ground out to the shortstop, Austin Hartzell, to begin the game. He looks for his first hit in an Axemen uniform. He's reached base twice on a pair of walks this season. From the windup, Powell comes home. Ball one, low and away. Powell threw 15 pitches in the first inning, 16 in the second, and 18 in the third. The 1-0. Phillips with a slow roller to second base, but it went off his foot. Elizabethan with five runs on three hits, including the Tanner Waldrop go-ahead grand slam, and then Kingsport no runs on no hits. And no runners on base so far. Even count on Phillips. The 1-1. Ball downstairs. Brandon Phillips transferred to Charleston Southern from Spartanburg Methodist Junior College. The 2-1. Phillips with a chopper to second base. Irizarry running in. Fields it cleanly. Throw to first is in time for the out. 10 batters faced, 10 outs recorded for Spencer Powell. And that's five ground outs for us. He's had five ground outs, three strikeouts, and two pop outs. So the Axemen have yet to even hit a ball into the outfield. Bases empty, one out, brings up Nico Newhan. First pitch is a strike one call. Newhan is 0 for 1 with a ground out to the third baseman, Colin Sloan. 22 hits and 85 at-bats. The 0-1. Newhan lifts it up in the air. The catcher, Tanner Waldrop, is under it. And he makes the catch in foul ground for the second out in the top of the fourth. Elizabethan 5, Kingsport 0 in the top of the fourth inning. Bases empty, two outs for Zyrus. He is 0 for 1 with a half-inning ending, swinging strikeout. First offering, ball in the dirt. The 1-0, fouled off the backstop. Zyrus enters tonight on a 13-game on-base streak. That's tied with Sebastian Pisacreta for the second longest active on the team. Even count on the Eastern Michigan Eagle. The 1-1. Cut and a miss. Strike two. Powell is one strike away from throwing four perfect innings. The 1-2. Fouled back.
Attaboy, Bobby.
The 1-2 again from Powell. Ball just outside. Elizabeth then scored all five of its runs in the bottom of the first inning, a Waldrop grand slam. Then Irizarry came home on a throwing error from Mark Henschen at second base. The count is square on Devin Zyras. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Four perfect innings in the book for Spencer Powell. In the bottom of the fourth, the top of the order, Hall Jr., Diamond, and Torbett are due up for the River Riders. Powell has thrown 18 pitches or fewer in each of his first four innings. So that pitch count is staying very low, 61 through four innings. Again, top of the order due up to face JT Davis. It's Hall Jr., Diamond, and Torbett.
Tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century, using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Kevin Hall Jr. is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. He was brought home on the Waldrop grand slam. Elizabethan 5, Kingsport 0. We begin the bottom of the fourth with the top of the order due up. First offering from Davis. Looks like it was called ball one. Went off of home plate umpire Jalen Jarvis. And Jarvis can't decide whether or not it was a foul ball. But now Ortiz and Jarvis, the two umpires, will meet and discuss what it is. And it looks like neither of them have 100% certainty of what it was. They're still discussing what the ruling is on this pitch. My guess is that they'll call it a foul ball, but not so sure what the verdict is. The 1-1 from Davis, low and inside, ball two. So that pitch was ruled a ball. Two-one from Davis, middle inside, ball three. Davis has thrown a pair of scoreless innings on one hit, no walks, and three strikeouts. The 3-1, ball four in the dirt. That's the first free pass surrendered by Davis, and Hall Jr. has now walked eight times against the Axemen this season while only striking out three times. So Hall Jr. records his second leadoff walk tonight, one on four pitches, one on five. Runner on first, nobody out for Jackson Diamond. He's 1-for-1 with a hit by pitch, a single, and a run scored. Davis from the stretch delivers home a strike one call. Johnson City now leads 7-0 over Greenville. The 0-1. Ball low and away. Hall Jr. takes the lead off first. Davis throws back late on the pickoff attempt. Well, for the Axemen last night, they got all their three runs in one inning, and tonight the River Riders have all five of their runs in the bottom of the first. The 1-1 in for a strike two call. Davis is already in the midst of his longest outing of the season at two complete innings. The 1-2, ball downstairs. Davis has thrown 45 pitches, 26 strikes. He has faced nine batters and retired six. The 2-2, runner takes off, swing and a miss. Pizzacreta throws back to first. That's late. It looked like Hall Jr. was heading to second base, but then head back, and that's Davis's fourth strikeout. So Hall Jr. stays put at first base. Runner on first, one out for Cole Torbett. He's 0-for-1 with a walk, a strikeout, and a run scored. First pitch is launched high in the air to deep right field. Rogan going back, and it splits the gap. It's off the wall. Hall Jr. gets the wave home. He will score, and it's an RBI double for Cole Torbett. Elizabethan leads 6-0. Now down six runs would become Kingsport's largest comeback of the season. Cole Torbett's double brings home Kevin Hall Jr. The River Riders lead 6-0 with six runs on four hits. And now the cleanup batter Colin Sloan comes up to bat. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of swinging strikeouts. First pitch is a ground ball up the middle, and it rolls into center field for a base hit. Torbett scores, and it's an RBI single for Colin Sloan. And he also advances to second base on the throw from the plate. And it's 7-0, Elizabethton. It's all River Riders on their home turf. Once again, runner on second with one out, but the River Riders have one more run to their name, leading 7-0. Sloan on second base. First pitch is a ball in the dirt from Davis to Waldrop. Waldrop is 1-for-2 with a grand slam. And that could very likely be the game-winning hit tonight. The 1-0, fouled off the home plate netting. River Riders scored five in the first inning, two so far in the fourth. Davis looks back at Sloan three times, comes home with the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Davis looks back at Sloan, comes home with the 1-2. Ball just outside. Good miss, though, from Davis. Davis, in 2 1/3 innings pitched, has allowed two earned runs on three hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. His ERA has dropped from 16.2 down to 12.71. The 2-2, ball three low and away. Full count on Waldrop. Payoff from Davis. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! Five strikeouts for JT Davis. Five of his 8 outs recorded have been strikeouts. Four swinging and one looking. Now runner on second, 2 outs for Carlos Irizarry. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Struck out looking his last time up against Davis to begin the bottom of the third. Sloan is still the runner on second base. First pitch is a ball outside. Middle of the order is due up for Kingsport in the top of the fifth. That's Swinney, Sefcik, and Rogan still in search of their first base runner of the game. Davis looks back at Sloan. The runner on second delivers the 1-0. One hop. Shortstop throws to first and in time for the out. Phillips to Orr ends the inning. River Riders out of pair, a Torbett RBI double, and a Sloan RBI single. 7-0 Elizabethan entering the fifth inning. And Spencer Powell returns to the mound for the River Riders. And no, he doesn't. It looked just like him for a second. Elijah Carney is the new pitcher for Elizabethan.
To boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com. Join us.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Spencer Powell threw four perfect innings for the River Riders, four strikeouts. His ERA dropped from 12 to 5.14. He'd only thrown three complete innings entering tonight, and he threw four this evening. But he will not get the win despite a fabulous start. He threw 61 total pitches. So Elijah Carney will face the middle of the Axemen order, looking to spark a comeback. Well, first of all, you need to get a base runner. In the fifth inning this season, Kingsport has outscored its opponents by 3-13-10. Swinney's seven-game hit streak was snapped yesterday, but he did record an RBI sack fly that brought home Tyree Jackson, who was out of the lineup tonight. First offering from Carney. Swinney skies it into left field. Torbett running back, and now he'll make the catch in left center. 13 up, 13 down for Elizabethan pitching. So Swinney flies out to Cole Torbett. Base is empty, one out for Cal Sefcik. He's 0-for-1 with a pop out to the second baseman, Carlos Irizarry. The Axemen are still in search of their first base runner. Carney's first pitch. Strike one, call down the middle. No balls and a strike to the Cincinnati Bearcat. The pitch. Launched into left field for a base hit. That breaks up the no-hitter. It goes off the wall, and Sefcik will stand up safely on second base with a double. For Sefcik, it's his fifth double of the season and seventh extra base hit. Runner on second, one out for Charlie Rogan. He's 0 for 1 with a half inning ending strikeout looking. Sefcik leads off second base. Carney looks back, delivers home. Strike one call. Charlie Rogan is second on the team with 15 RBIs. Gilliam leads the club with 20, but he's out of the lineup tonight. No balls and a strike to Rogan. Sefcik on second base. The pitch. Low and inside, it gets past the catcher, Waldrop, and Sefcik will advance to third base on a wild pitch. Runner on third, one out for Rogan. When batting with runners in scoring position, Rogan is 7 for 22 with all 15 of his RBIs. The 1-1. Rogan grounds it sharply to second base. Irizarry collects it, throws to first in time for the out, but Cal Sefcik crosses the plate on a Charlie Rogan RBI ground out. The Axemen are on the board, and it's 7-1, Elizabethton. Charlie Rogan now has 10 RBIs in his last 8 games. Base is empty, 2 outs for Riley Orr. He cuts and misses at the first pitch. No balls and a strike to Riley Orr. He's 0 for 1 with a ground out to the second baseman, Carlos Irizarry, and he watches strike 2. The 0-2, low and away. The 1-2 from Carney. Ball 2, low and away, and it got past the catcher. Two balls and two strikes against Riley Orr. Carney delivers. Ball 3 high. Elizabethton 7, Kingsport 1 in the top of the 5th inning. The payoff. Riley Orr bloops it to the second baseman, Irizarry, who makes the half inning ending catch. We're halfway done with tonight's game, and the River Riders lead 7-1. But the Axemen do get a run across on a Charlie Rogan RBI ground out. It brought home Cal Sefcik. Due up in the bottom of the fifth, the 7-8-9 batters, Cade Huff, Austin Hartzell, and Kane Collins. Eric Enerlich is the new pitcher for Kingsport when we return. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151. JT Davis's night is over. In 3 innings, he allowed 2 earned runs on 3 hits, walked 1, and struck out 5 batters. And his ERA dropped significantly from 16.2 to 11.37. So Eric Enerlich is the new pitcher for Kingsport. Enerlich has made just two appearances, and his last one was actually at Elizabethan all the way back on June 21st. In two-thirds of an inning, he allowed two earned runs on one hit, four walks, and no strikeouts. Cade Huff due up for the River Riders. Enerlich has retired two of 11 batters faced, and the only outs came on a strikeout and double play. 17 of his 47 pitches have been strikes, which is a 36% strike rate. First offering is a ball low and away to Cade Huff. Enerlich has walked six of 11 batters faced. In one complete inning, he's allowed three earned runs on two hits, six walks, and a strikeout. The 1-0, ball two up and away. Elizabethan with seven runs on five hits. Kingsport with one run on one hit in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bases empty, nobody out. The 2-0. Line foul down the right field line. So Mason Swinney made his previous 19 starts at shortstop, but tonight he's in center field. The 2-1, ball three up and away. The 3-1, lifted high in the air to center field. Swinney running back as well as Sefcik, and Swinney cannot make the catch against the warning track. And it's a leadoff double for Cade Huff. Three of Elizabethan's six hits have been for extra bases, two doubles, and then a grand slam from Tanner Waldrop. Runner on second, nobody out for Austin Hartzell. He's 0 for 1 with a walk and a flyout to the left fielder, Cal Sefcik. First pitch is a ball low and away. Score update from Greenville. The Doughboys have had their lead of 7 cut down to 3. The Flyboys have scored 4 unanswered. The 1-0 from Enerlich. Cut and a miss. Cade Huff led off with his first double of the season, a deep fly ball to center field that got just past Mason Swinney. The 1-1, ball outside. Enerlich is the third Axman pitcher to appear tonight. Milburn started, completed one inning. Davis then threw three in relief, and now it's Enerlich. The 2-1, fouled back. The ninth batter, Kane Collins, is on deck. Even count on Hartzell. The 2-2, strike three call. Hoo-ah! Eric Enerlich punches out Hartzell looking for the first out in the bottom of the fifth. Runner on second, one out for Kane Collins. Collins tonight is 0 for 2, reached on an error. Then flew out to center fielder Swinney to end the bottom of the third inning, his last time up to bat. First pitch is ripped into center field for a base hit. Cade Huff rounds third on his way home, and now he gets the stop sign. But it's a single for Kane Collins, and the River Riders have runners on the corners with one out for the leadoff batter, Kevin Hall Jr., who is 0 for 1 with two walks and a pair of runs scored. Overall this season, Jr. is batting .296 with a 1,018 OPS. He's not qualified yet, but once he is, I'm sure he'll still be toward the top three of the team in average and OPS. Collins on first, Huff on third. Collins singled, Huff doubled. First pitch to Hall Jr. Runner takes off. Pisacritas throw down to second is in time. Pisacrita hoses his fourth runner of the season, and that's the second out in the bottom of the fifth. Now just a runner on third with two outs. The pitch, ball up and away. Two balls and no strikes to Hall Jr. Enterlich from the stretch position, hurls home. Ball three up and away. Three balls and one strike. The pitch. Hall Jr. swings and misses, and his bat goes flying, hits off the netting. So it's actually a square count. The 2-2, ball three up and away. So Kane Collins was caught stealing second base. Pisacrita threw him out, and Mark Henschen applied the tag. Three balls and two strikes. The payoff. Ball four, low and away. Hall Jr. walks for the third time tonight, and he once again gives the River Riders runners on the corners, this time with two outs for Jackson Diamond. Diamond is 1 for 2 with a run scored and a stolen base. Struck out swinging his last time up. First pitch is a broken bat, foul ball. And the barrel of the bat went rolling to the third baseman, Nico Newham. Elizabethton 7, Kingsport 1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runners on first and third, two outs for Diamond. Enterlich looks to throw his first scoreless frame of the year. The 0-1, ball low and away. One from Enterlich. Ground ball to first base, and it's scooped up by Riley Orr. He steps on the bag for the inning ending out. Spectacular play by Orr at first base. That ends the inning. The River Riders strand runners on the corners without bringing one home. To the top of the sixth, River Riders have a six-run advantage. Sebastian Pisacrita, Mark Henschen, and Brandon Phillips, the 8-9-1 batters, are due up for the Kingsport Axemen.
TO08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Sebastian Pizzacreta tonight is 0-for-1 with a pop out to the shortstop, Austin Hartzell, and that was a 10-pitch at-bat. Pizzacreta fouled off 6 pitches in that plate appearance. Pizzacreta grounds the first pitch to third base, gloved by Sloan. Throw to first, perfection. One pitch, one out for Elijah Carney in the top of the sixth inning. Nobody on, one out for Mark Henschen. In his first at-bat of the season, he doubled down the right field line, but since then, he has struck out 4 times in a row. So the Brown Bear comes up, and Jalen Jarvis, home plate umpire, called time, so the pitch does not count. Carney from the windup delivers. Ball low and away. The 1-0, ball 2 up and in. Hitters count for the Brown Bear. The 2-0. Henschen smashes it into center field, but it's right to Collins, who makes the catch. Carney has retired 4 straight batters since Sefcik doubled to break up the combined no-hitter slash perfect game. Nobody on, 2 outs for the leadoff man, Brandon Phillips, who is 0-for-2 with a pair of groundouts, 1 to shortstop, 1 to second base. Carney is now in line for the win. First pitch, swing and a miss from Phillips. No balls and 1 strike. 7-1 River Riders in the top of the sixth. The pitch, ball 1 up and away. Phillips is still in search of his first hit with Kingsport. This is his second start of the season and third game appeared in. He's appeared in all 3 games in this 4-game series against the River Riders. The 1-1. Check swing went around, strike 2. The 1-2 just missed outside. Yaxman with 1 run on 1 hit. River Riders 7 runs on 7 hits. Square count on the CSU Buccaneer. The pitch, ball 3 up and away. Nico Newhan is the batter due up next. He's 0-for-2, but he put both balls in play. Not many Axemen have struck out tonight. Payoff pitch. Foul back. Elizabethan scored 5 in the first, 2 in the fourth. Kingsport scored its 1 and only run in the top of the fifth on a Charlie Rogan RBI groundout. Next payoff is chopped back to the pitcher, Carney, who tags out Brandon Phillips to end the half inning. It's a perfect frame for Elijah Carney, and 5 of 6 innings from Elizabethan pitchers have been perfect. Bottom of the sixth coming up next. 3-4-5 batters, Torbett, Sloan, and Waldrop up to bat for the River Riders when we return. Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family? Look no further than the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA. Brick a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there's something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It's a place where friendships flourish and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org. Eric Enderlich returns to the hill for the Axemen. He threw a scoreless inning on two hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Half of his 20 pitches were strikes. Doughboys still lead the Flyboys 7-4 in the top of the fifth inning. Bristol is 3 outs away from defeating Bluefield to snap its 6-game skid. And Burlington leads Danville 7-2 in the top of the seventh. And Pulaski defeating Tri-State 6-1 in the bottom of the fifth. With a River Riders win tonight and a Colcats loss and a Bristol win, the Colcats and State Liners will be tied for the worst record in the league at 10-16. First pitch from Enderlich is a strike one call to Cole Torbett. He doubled home a run his last time up. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI, a walk, and a pair of runs scored. He's one of two River Riders with a multi-run game tonight. The 0-1 is a strike two call. River Riders 7, Axemen 1 in the bottom of the sixth. The 0-2, cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! Eric Enderlich strikes out Torbett on three pitches to begin the bottom half of the sixth inning. Tonight, Axemen pitchers have now struck out 9 batters. And offensively, Kingsport has struck out only 4 times, but that doesn't matter. It's only the scoreboard that means anything. Sloan singled home a run his last time up. First pitch is a chopper foul, third base side. Sloan tonight 1-for-3 with an RBI and a pair of swinging strikeouts. He entered tonight batting 234 and his average is up to 240. He's driven in 8 runs, scored 7 times. The 0-1 from Enderlich. Ball low and away. Kingsport and Elizabethton have the same run and hit total. Elizabethton 7 runs on 7 hits. Kingsport 1 run on 1 hit, which was a Sefcik double. The 1-1. Ball high. Two balls and a strike, the count. Enderlich delivers. Ball 3 downstairs. The 3-1. Popped up, foul, and out of play. Full count on the cleanup batter, Sloan. Payoff. Ball 4, low and away in the dirt. That is the 6th walk surrendered by the Axemen pitching staff tonight. 2 from Enderlich. Well, it's a 1-out walk for Colin Sloan, and it brings up Tanner Waldrop, who's 1-for-3 with a grand slam. Enderlich's first pitch is cut on and missed. No balls and a strike to Waldrop. The pitch. Lined into right field for a base hit, and it's a slow roller. But it advances Sloan to second base. And the River Riders have runners on first and second with two outs, one out, and it's a multi-hit game for Tanner Waldrop. Runners on first and second, one out for Carlos Irizarry. 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. First pitch is lined up the middle. Shortstop, Phillips picks it up, steps on the bag, throw to first, late. He gets the lead force out, getting Waldrop at second base, but Irizarry reaches on a fielder's choice, and it advances Sloan to third. Runners on the corners, two outs for Cade Huff. Huff doubled his last time up and was stranded on third base. Runner takes off, first pitches a ball downstairs. Pisacreta fakes the throw and eats the ball. So Irizarry takes second base on a fielder indifference. Two runners in scoring position with two outs, the 1-0. Lace to first base, Riley Orr picks it up, and he steps on the bag for the inning-ending out. For the second straight frame, the River Riders strand runners on the corners on a line ground out to Riley Orr, who stepped on the bag himself both times. River Riders 7, Axman 1. Top of the seventh coming up next. Due up for Kingsport, 2-3-4 batters, Newhand, Zyrus, and Swinney. So the River Riders have left at least one runner on base every inning, but it's a misleading statistic left on base because, well, if you load the bases every inning, of course you're going to probably leave a runner on base. So that's just a testament to how good the River Riders' offense has been tonight. They're consistently getting multiple runners on base every inning. Elijah Carney will return to the mound for the River Riders. In two innings, he's allowed an earned run on one hit, no walks, no strikeouts. It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachia Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Nico Newhand is 0-for-2 with a ground out to the third baseman Sloan and a pop out in foul territory to the catcher Waldrop. First offering from Carney, swing and a miss. Newhand was early on it. Newhand is batting 256 with a 658 OPS. The 0-1, strike two call. Newhand against Elizabethton this season is 4-for-11. He's down in the count of no balls and two strikes. Carney delivers home. Ball one, low and away. Mm-hmm. River Riders 7, Axemen 1 in the top of the seventh inning. Elizabethton looks to string together consecutive wins over Kingsport. The 1-2. Cut and a miss, but it's a drop third strike. Waldrop keeps it in front, though, and he throws a laser to first base for the out. First time a Kingsport batter struck out since the end of the fourth inning, top of the fourth. Base is empty, one out for Devin Zyrus. He's 0 for 2 with a pair of half-inning ending swinging strikeouts. First pitch is a ball downstairs. A 13-game on-base streak for both Pizzacreta and Zyrus in jeopardy. But they'll both have at least one more plate appearance. One ball and no strikes. Carney from the windup. Dishes home. Strike one call. One ball, one strike, one out, base is empty. The pitch. Zyrus grounds it sharply to first base. Backhanded by Huff. He'll toss to the pitcher, Carney, who steps on the bag for the out. Swinney comes up to bat with nobody on and two outs. Swinney's 0 for 2 with a ground out to the shortstop Hartzell and a fly out to left fielder Cole Torbett. First pitch is a ball high and outside. It left Carney's arm in a bizarre fashion, and the ball just went flailing in the air. A ball and no strikes. The pitch, ball low and outside. Swinney has 18 hits and 75 at-bats, batting .240. Had his seven-game hit streak snapped yesterday, and he's hitless so far tonight. But he has a hitter's count against Carney. The 2-0. Fouled first base side into the Elizabethan dugout. The 2-1. Swinney lifts it high in the air to deep center field. Collins running back at the warning track. He makes the catch. For the sixth time tonight, the Axemen go down in order. It's stretch time in the ELZ. Due up for the River Riders, 8-9-1 batters Hartzell, Collins, and Hall Jr. We'll see who the Axemen sent out to the mound. Maybe Enerlich, maybe a new pitcher. And now manager Rick Adair looks like he might make a defensive change because he's coming out to speak to home plate umpire Jalen Jarvis. The new pitcher for the Axemen will be Trey Maples. We'll see if there's any other defensive changes. It looks like it will be the same defensive alignment, just a pitching change. Trey Maples, the new hurler for the Axemen when we return.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob. max out your credit card?
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Due up in the bottom of the seventh inning for the River Riders, Austin Hartzell, 0-for-2 with a walk, a flyout, and a strikeout. Bluefield has tied the game against Bristol. Scored two in the top of the ninth, but the State Liners are threatening with runners on first and second, nobody out. First pitch for Maples is fouled back. Let me tell you about Trey Maples. He has no decisions in a 27 ERA. In 5 1/3 innings pitched, he's allowed 6 earned runs on 8 hits, 5 walks, and 5 strikeouts. The 0-1 is low and in. Since throwing a scoreless frame on opening day, Maples has surrendered 13 earned runs in his last 3 1/3 innings of work. The 1-1, lifted high in the air to left field. Sefcik storming in, and he makes the catch. That's the third putout tonight for Sefcik in left field. Maples enters tonight with a 4.38 whip and 50% strike rate in 4 1/3 innings pitched. There's a ball up and away to Kane Collins. So Enerlich finished with 2 1/3. Scoreless innings pitched. Well, actually, 2 innings. The 1-0 for Maples. Ball outside. Enerlich allowed 3 hits, 2 walks, and struck out a pair of batters. The 2-0. Low and inside, ball 3. Collins singled his last time up, was stranded on third base. The River Riders been held off the board in back-to-back frames. The 3-0 is ball 4 outside. It's a 4-pitch walk from Maples to Collins. Runner on first, one out. It brings up Kevin Hall Jr. First pitch from Maples. Strike one call. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Hall Jr. belts it into center field, but Swinney is right there to make the catch. And that is the second out of the frame. Well hit ball by Hall Jr., but it goes right to Mason Swinney. Now it's Jackson Diamond faces Trey Maples with a runner on first and 2 outs. First pitch is a strike one call. Diamond is 1-for-3 with a strikeout, a stolen base, and a run scored. The Axemen look to hold the River Riders off the board for the third straight inning. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Maples one strike away from throwing his first scoreless frame since opening day. The 0-2. Ball one up and away. A ball and 2 strikes. The pitch, ball low and away. Austin Hartzell led off with a flyout to the left fielder Sefcik. Collins then walked on four pitches. And then Hall Jr. lined out to center fielder Mason Swinney. Square count on Diamond. The pitch. Skied high into left field. Sefcik camped under, and he makes the inning-ending catch. Three straight scoreless innings from the Kingsport defense. They trail by six, though, entering the top of the eighth. 5-6-7 batters, Sefcik, Rogan, and Riley Orr, due up to bat for the Axemen, looking to spark a late comeback against Elizabethton. With Johnson City in front of Greenville, the Doughboys are right on their tails. So the State Liners walk it off against the Ridge Runners, and the Doughboys are well on their way to victory over Greenville.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
New pitcher for the River Riders is Carson Caudill. In line for the win is Elijah Carney. In three innings of relief, he allowed an earned run on just one hit, no walks, and one strikeout. He threw 34 total pitches in three innings, so he was phenomenal tonight in relief. Sefcik has the lone Kingsport hit. He doubled and scored on a Charlie Rogan RBI groundout. So Carson Caudill, it's the first time the Axemen have seen him this season. He's from Nicholasville, Kentucky, and he just finished up his junior year at IPFW out in Indianapolis, the Fort Wayne Mastodons. I remember back in 2016, IPFW hosted the third-ranked Indiana Hoosiers in men's basketball and beat them in overtime. It was one of the craziest sporting events in IPFW history. First pitch to Sefcik is a ball outside. In the eighth inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored by one run, 9-8. The 1-0. Strike one call. Elizabethton, seven runs on eight hits. Kingsport, one run on one hit. The 1-1. Ball two in the dirt, bounced in the left-handed batter's box. Two balls and a strike on the Cincinnati Bearcat. The pitch. Sefcik launches it high in the air to deep center field. Collins is running back at the warning track, and he makes the catch. Well hit ball by Sefcik, but it finds Collins. The Axemen still have just one hit. And the only player with an RBI tonight for the Axemen is Charlie Rogan, who comes up to bat 0-2 with an RBI groundout. Half swing and a miss on the first pitch, strike one. Rogan is now second on the team with 16 runs batted in, 10 in his last eight contests. The 0-1, ball high and outside. Elizabeth Elizabethton 7, Kingsport 1, top of the eighth inning. The 1-1, cut and a miss. Riley Orr waits on deck. He's guaranteed at least one more plate appearance. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Rogan out on strikes for the second time tonight. The Axemen have gone down in order in six of the first seven completed innings, and the first two batters have been retired in the top of the eighth. It brings up Riley Orr, 0-2 with a ground out and a line out. Both to the second baseman, Carlos Irizarry. He watches a first pitch strike. The 0-1. Ball in the dirt. Even count on Riley Orr. The pitch. Ball two outside. Not only have the Axemen had one hit tonight, they've yet to walk offensively. Two balls and a strike on Riley Orr. The pitch. Chopper to third base. Backhanded by Sloan. Throw across the diamond is scooped up by Huff in time for the half inning ending out. And with that, River Riders pitchers have retired the Axemen in order seven of eight times tonight. Bottom of the eighth is next, and it's Torbett, Sloan, and Waldrop, the 3-4-5 hitters, due up for the River Riders. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151. For Josh Heppner, attorney at law. Trey Maples returns to the mound for the Axemen. He threw a scoreless seventh inning, and he looks to do the same in the eighth. Cole Torbett is 1-for-3 with an RBI, a walk, two runs scored, and a pair of strikeouts. He'll face Trey Maples. Maples threw a scoreless seventh inning and walked one batter, struck out none. First pitch has popped up foul and out of play. No balls and one strike. Elizabethton 7, Kingsport 1 in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-1, ball outside. Maples from the windup, hurls in the 1-1. Torbett ropes it into center field for a base hit. It's a multi-hit game for Cole Torbett, and he has a leadoff single. Well, if the Axemen cannot record a hit in the top of the ninth, it will be their lowest hit total in a single game this season, with the second lowest being two hits against Pulaski, or Tri-State, and Riley Orr had both of those hits. So runner on first, nobody out for Colin Sloan, the cleanup batter. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Sloan is 1-for-3 with an RBI, a walk, and two strikeouts. Maples from the stretch position. Delivers home the 0-1. Cut and a miss, strike two. Elizabethan scored five of its seven runs in the first inning. And four of those five came on a Tanner Waldrop grand slam. The 0-2, cut and a miss, strike three. Maples punches out Sloan on three swinging strikes. And with that, the Axemen pitching staff has 10 strikeouts this evening. The River Riders have been held scoreless in five of seven completed frames. But they've scored seven. First pitch to Waldrop is sliced foul and out of play. No balls and a strike to Waldrop. The pitch, ball one up and away. Waldrop 2-for-4 with four RBIs and all came on one hit, the grand slam in the bottom of the first. That will most likely end up being the game-winning hit tonight. The 1-1, ball upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Torbett on first base. The 2-1. Chopped foul behind home plate, and it'll roll off the backstop. Strike two. Scoring update in Greenville. The Johnson City Doughboys now lead the Flyboys 8-4 at the end of the sixth inning. And Burlington is now five outs away from beating Danville in North Carolina. Two balls and two strikes against Waldrop. Maples hurls home. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah. Back-to-back K's for Trey Maples, and the Axemen pitching staff has 11 strikeouts tonight. Runner on first, two outs for Carlos Irizarry. He swings at the first pitch and pops it up behind home plate. The catcher, Sebastian Pisacreta, will run out of room. River Rider 7, Axemen 1. Bottom of the eighth inning. Torbett on first base still. The 0-1 for Maples. Ground ball to shortstop. Felix scoops it up. Tosses to second in time for the inning-ending force out. The River Riders have been held off the board in four straight frames. And in that span, the Axemen have outscored them 1-0. But in the first four innings, the River Riders outscored them 7-0. Due up in the top of the ninth inning, Pisacreta, Henschen, and Phillips, the 8-9-1 batters, are due up for the Axemen, looking to score at least six runs in the frame. River Riders three outs away from taking their second straight game against the Kingsport Axemen.
Hands-on learning is at the heart of East Tennessee State University's mission. More than just textbooks and required reading, ETSU takes a personalized approach to learning. Students engage in innovative, hands-on experiences and real-world settings, and have earned prestigious positions at companies like NASA, Google, and Disney. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
Johnny Montgomery is the new pitcher for Elizabethan. Montgomery, the right-hander out of Allegheny College of Maryland. He's from DeBary, Florida, and he'll face the 8-9-1 batters of the Axemen order with Sebastian Pisacritas, 13-game on-base streak on the ropes. He's 0-for-2 tonight with a pop out and a ground out, and he will lead off the top of the ninth inning. When batting with nobody out, including one AB tonight, Pisacrita is 1-for-15. First pitch home, strike one call. River Riders have 7 runs on 9 hits. They've been perfect defensively. And the Axemen have 1 run on 1 hit and made 1 error in the field. The 0-1, caught and a miss. So the Axemen have had 1 base runner reach tonight. Sefcik doubled, reached third base, or advanced to third on a wild pitch, and then scored on a Rogan RBI groundout. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Pisacrita is out on strikes. 3-pitch K from Montgomery, and the River Riders are 2 outs away from securing a minimum of a series split against Kingsport. For some reason, Elizabethan has had Kingsport's number this season. This will be their third win in 5 games. First pitch is a ball outside to Mark Henschen. 0-for-2 with a swinging strikeout and a flyout. The center field, he's been retired in 5 straight at-bats since doubling in his first AB yesterday. The 1-0, Henschen clubs it foul out of play. Base is empty, 1 out in the top of the ninth. The 1-1, strike 2 call. And I could tell Henschen really wanted to swing at that. The on-deck batter is the leadoff man, Brandon Phillips, who's 0-for-3 with a hat-trick of groundouts. The 1-2, Henschen grounds it to second base. Picked up by Irizarry, and he throws to first in time for the out. River Riders are 1 out away from winning tonight's game. So Brandon Phillips looks to continue the game. He's hitless in his first 6 at-bats with no strikeouts for the Axemen. He's walked twice, scored a run, and driven in one. River Riders 7, Axemen 1. Top of the ninth inning. Bases empty, 2 outs. First pitch to Phillips. Ball outside. Tomorrow night we'll be back in Elizabethton for the series finale between the Axemen and River Riders. The 1-0, strike one call. And I still don't understand why Kingsport goes to Elizabethan 6 times but hosts them only twice. The 1-1, ball 2 up and in. Even if it was 5 times on the road and 3 times at home, it would still be weird. The 2-1. Phillips fouls it back, and the Axemen are down to their final strike. River Riders 7, Axemen 1. Kingsport had just 1 base runner reach base safely tonight. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Johnny Montgomery from the stretch position fires home. Strike three call. Final score from Elizabethton, Tennessee. River Riders 7, Axemen 1. The River Riders scored 7 runs on 9 hits, clean sheet defensively, while the Axemen scored 1 run on 1 hit, made an error in the field on a Mark Henschen first inning throwing error that brought home Carlos Irizarry. With the win, the River Riders improved to 10-15. With the loss, the Axemen drop to 14-11. Tomorrow night, the Axemen will look to avoid losing their third straight game for the first time this season. From Elizabethton, Tennessee, I'm Ben Slotnick. Final score, River Riders 7, Axemen 1. Good night from NECC Ballpark.